Talktainment Radio Worldwide Sound. Talktainmentradio.com. We give you a reason to come. The world's greatest radio.
We give you a reason to stay.
Radio, the way it should be heard.
You got the power.
The views and opinions expressed are those of the host and guest and not necessarily those of TalkTainmentRadio.com, the management, the staff, or K&E World Network, LLC.
This.
TalkTainmentRadio.com. We go where you go, the world's greatest radio. You're in touch with Dr. Bass Claude Smith. This is Stairway to Heaven. This is the way radio should be heard. The way this music sounds, I feel like dancing. Get your dancing shoes on. We're going to rock the house.
Hello, this is Dr. Bass, and I'm with the Women of Community as my guest and host today. And we're going to talk about the past, the future, and the present. And before we get started, we got something like the Brown Brothers saying, I know what prayer can do. That was the Brown Brothers singing I Know Where Prayer Comes From, Chicago, Illinois. And like I said, our topic today is the past, future, and present. And I, like I said, have the ladies of the community. And I'm going to turn it over to Francis Smith, my wife. I'll let her introduce the ladies.
All right. We are the women from the community on a mission in spirit and in truth. I have here today Evangelist Terry Ellison and Minister Doris Thomas. And we are women from the community. We do have a couple of things that we have been doing in the past, and I'm going to say a couple of things that I have been doing, and then I'll let them talk on what they're going to do. And the program, the reason why we're doing this today is because this is the end of the year, and there's a new year coming. What I have been doing in the past in the women of the community, I have been going to the nursing homes, talking to some of the senior citizens. I have been also going to the different places that young entrepreneurs have been working at, different ministries that they have, talking to the young women and encouraging the young women on what needs to be done, and to let them know that we're standing there for them and that we're there for them for whatever they need, whichever way it is. I also talk to a lot of women, younger women with young children, on about raising their children biblically and how God sees it for them to do that so they could grow up and have strong identity of who they are. I'm going to turn it over to evangelist Terry Ellison and let her tell what she's been doing in the past, and then we can go on from there. Okay?
Good evening. What I'm doing in the community, I do prison ministry. I have a program called Ladies Go Home. I'm incorporated on that. So I'm inside of the prisons working with different women and mentoring to them. This is a passion of mine, and this is a gift that God has given me to do. So I'm hoping that in the coming new year that we'll be able to escalate and do more things for the women that are coming home or even those that are in prison. I have a project also is on my mind and heart to help grandmothers, grandparents, fathers, grandfathers, or grandmothers that are taking care of the prisoners' children, because that's the task. I was in that position, so I understand the need for help on the outside.
Okay. Minister Doris, what have you been doing in the past with the women of the community on a mission in spirit and truth?
Good evening, first of all. I have every year a Black History program where the ladies, they dress up. We do just a whole bunch of different things together, talking about sometimes I have plays and different things, and then women giving their testimonies of some of the things that they have been going through. And I also, me and some other young ladies, we formed a new women's group, and it's called Real Women, Real Talk with the Real God, where we have did a school drive. We have collected clothes and different things for the children of the community. And then also I have a mother-daughter luncheon. And each year we do new and different things. So this year I'm not going to let anything out the bag. But, I work with young children. And just like Miss Terry, she was saying that we need help. I work at Children's Services, and the grandparents, they really, really suffer trying to take care of their grandchildren. Yes. So, I see it firsthand. Sometimes they have to give them back to the agency because they can't make it and they can't feed the children. So with that, if people would just reach out, and if you know a grandmother that is struggling with their children, help them out.
That is so true. And that's basically what we as the women in the community, we do. It's about the community. It's about whether it's a woman, whether it's a young man, whether it's a teenager, whatever it is, like we always talk about on the program, it's all about the love and the encouragement that we give each and every one of them while we're out there, Dr. Bass. We got a new plan that we're going to do for this coming year. We'll bring that up a little bit later. But is there anything else that you wanted to ask us about?
Okay, let me ask Minister
Doris.
Mm-hmm. Children's Service, could you give me a little more info on Children's Service? Are they there to help the children, or are they there to take the children from the parents?
Well, first of all, sometimes some things are complicated, but they do try to help. But when kinship takes the kids, they only get so much. And it's not like foster care. You know, foster care is continual, you know, money and different things. But with the kinship, the grandmothers and different things, they only give them a one-time big help, like a voucher with some clothes and some food. But after that, you're on your own trying to, feed them and clothe them and stuff like that. So that's the problem in our community. You know, they just don't have the resources. They just don't have the resources to do for their children. But they have a heart to take care of them. But in today's world, the truth be told, they just don't have it.
Okay. Sister
Terry, your women come home. Could you give me a little insight on that?
Well, I'm creating jobs for them. I need a little help on that for some of the equipment that I have for lawn care, clean outs, for the housing, different projects I've put together for employment. So coming home, that they will be able to have someone that cares about giving them a job. The legacy is from my son that I lost a son in 2013 from kidney cancer, that he was given a kidney transplant in the federal prison. But he asked me 2 weeks before he died on his deathbed, would I help find employment for ex-felons or people coming out of the prison system. So that is part of the vision, and Patricia Smith, and Doris Jones, they have picked up to run the top baton with me on helping to get employment in the community for people that are without jobs.
Okay. I am so excited about the fact that we're talking to the women that are in prison. I was in a ministry about 8 years ago when I first met Doris. Did the same thing. They housed women that are coming out of prison. And I thought it was so rewarding to be able to help them to get back on their feet, to get their children back, to get jobs, get their driver's license back, and be citizens again. It's not easy out there, and you don't want everybody is not homeless, and they need help. And so with this ministry, with Ladies Go Home, with Evangelist Terry Ellison, that's another avenue to get the girls to help them to do what they need to do in order for them to be productive citizens. So I really appreciate her inviting us to that we can come together and do whatever needs to be done to help them to get what they need.
Okay, we'll come back after this song. Children, you and me, oh, ship of Zion.
Right down the highway, a little place that they call Horse Nation. A little old church that's set back in the woods. They call it New Zion Baptist Church. Oh, yeah. See, I'm not worried about it. If he called me today, my heart is fixed. My mind is made up. I don't have nothing to worry about. Have God been good to you? Talking to you, Christian's name. They don't mind being a witness for him. Feel his hands on me right now.
Yes, that was the late Clay Graham of the Pilgrim Jubilee and old Ship of Zion, and they are from Chicago, Illinois. My topic today is past, future, and present with the women in the community, and I'm going to let them finish up. Evangelist Ripple, let her finish up where she left off at.
So, well, I do have a question for you, Dr. Bass. That song we just heard, that was awesome. What we're finding out, what I'm finding out, I don't know if the ladies on my right are finding the same thing, but when you play music like that, a lot of the new generation, they don't know what they're talking about or what they're singing about. But I do believe, maybe they can help me with this, I do believe that when they hear it, they remember their grandmas used to listen to this song, and it touches the spirit. And we are women in the community in spirit and in truth. And when we do the community outreach, community work, we're doing it with the Spirit of the Lord. We're asking Him to lead us and to guide us to whatever we need to say, to whatever we need to do. We don't just come out and just do whatever we want to do. So I thank God for Evangelist Ellison and Evangelist Thomas that they got that same spirit, that they want to do things all in love and to encourage the new generation that we have out here today. There's so much they see, there's so much they hear, but the Lord told us, let's do it in spirit and in truth. What do you think, ladies?
Well, I think that's beautiful. I mean, some of these songs that I pick out, that I play, like a lot of the generation didn't have heard when they was coming up, and some of them, and these are songs I grew up with, the songs we all grew up with. And sometimes you have to step back and bring them back to the roots of of the music. What they got out now, I mean, like what they got out now, it's okay, but it's not, to me, I think it's not spirit-filled. I think it's mostly entertainment now, from what I've seen on the Barbie Jones show sometimes. Some of these singers out here, they're not out there singing for the Lord, or they out there dancing and everything, and it looks to me it's like it's just entertainment, and they're not really putting their heart and soul. Some of them are, some of them don't. And the reason why I chose these songs to let the public and the audience hear, because they don't hear it. And I hear some of them, when I tell them I have a show, they look at that smirk, look, oh, here we go with this contemporary stuff, and say, no, this is down home, toe tapping, spirit soul music. And once a couple of them have heard it, like what they hear. Even on my job, I take this on, and some of the people they come and sit and listen to it. But you know, we need to go back to the roots of gospel, and go back to the roots, spirit and everything. Right. Let them hear the real stuff. Right. Not somebody out there doing this and doing that, and you know, it's not connected. Not just for that thing. Ladies, anyone you'd like to comment on that?
To my understanding and the things I have learned about the church and the music, it came from grandmas, aunts, uncles, and then your parents.
That's true.
So that was supposed to combine the old with the new, and these young kids do not maybe hear none of the old, so they don't understand it, they don't want to hear it, but they need to learn to hear different kind of music
right.
in order to be able to understand what the music is. The music has words in it.
Yes.
And the words be telling you something if you know from some of the past of your grandparents have said mm-hmm. different things or in their house, mm-hmm. holidays been together and they're playing
right.
some of the old music from coming from the Christian side and
right.
from the other side.
And right.
So there it's a combination
mm-hmm.
that these youth need to do, but they don't want to hear it sometime, but they need to kind of want to listen.
Yes,
and so
yes.
when you listen to different things, you learn from that. I'm still learning from different things. So they're not too old to think that they shouldn't be able to learn the difference of what the Christian music
right,
is saying
right.
to. It tells a story. It
yes,
tells
it
of life.
Yes, it does.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, it does. Yes, it does. That's so true. So, you know, I think that you have to have a variety.
Yes.
You have to have a variety of things. Because it's all we talked about, mm-hmm. I think our first couple of shows that we did, we talked about the different generations and how we have to come along with each generation. We got millennials, we got the baby boomers, we got the traditional, we got the Z generation. We all work together. We got to come together. So the music is going to help us do that. Now, I'm not saying I don't like some of the music. I like some of it, some of it I don't, and some of what I listen to, I listen to. What I don't, I don't. But I do believe, like Minister Ellison said, when you get down into your spirit and it touches your spirit, God is working with you. Those words that they're saying become life in you. So we have to continue to encourage them and let them know about that. But getting back to the community, like you was asking us, ladies, what more do you feel that we need to do within the community? Do you have anything on your mind that we could come even to do more that we're doing now within the community?
Well, as talking about future things, we were saying that we wanted to give a business shower.
Mm-hmm.
This is for all young entrepreneurs
mm-hmm.
that have started a business that
yes.
is 1 year or less. We're going to have different speakers come in,
yes.
marketing people to help them. You know, it doesn't matter if you're young or you're old or whatever. If you start your own business 1 year or less, you can come up.
Yes. Yes.
Okay, this should be the Brooklyn All-Star singing Too Close to Heaven.
Thank you.
Okay, that was the Brooklyn All Stars out of Brooklyn, New York, singing "I'm Too Close Together." Heaven. Let me make some announcements here, then I'm going to let the ladies make their announcements. The Blind Boys of Mississippi will be here December the 15th at Bethel Baptist Church at 708 Seymour. Seymour, and the program's at 5 o'clock. Also, I'd like to mention that there's open mic this Saturday, tomorrow, at Jordan Bibles on Woodward Avenue. That's at 8 o'clock. So if you want to go to open mic, got some talent, go there and express yourself. As I said, the Blind Boys of Mississippi will be here in Columbus, Ohio, December the 15th at Bethel Baptist Church. Ladies and gentlemen.
Wow, the Blind Boys of Mississippi.
Yes.
All right. Do you have an announcement?
Yes. We have a program coming up with the Women on a Mission with Purpose and Destiny.
All right.
And that's going to be at the Gospel Tabernacle Church on 1107 East Mount on the 13th. They will start at 7:30. Then they will have a luncheon, and it is free and open with the free will offered, open to the community. At the Days Inn out at the airport. Now, that starts at 10:30 in the morning, and it ends at 1:30. That's on 750 Stelzer Road, Columbus, Ohio. Everybody know where that new Days Inn.
Mm-hmm.
And then they will have some ladies ask the doctor session, and that's going to be on that Saturday, too. And the rest of the service will be at Gospel Tabernacle Church. Thank you.
Okay, that sounds good. We got a lot of things coming up for the holidays. One thing I wanted to mention too, with the women in the community on a mission in spirit and truth. The word mission means that you're going to strive to do what you want to do. You're going to roll up your sleeve and get busy. You have you're not stuck in one place. You're out to do whatever needs to be done. And that's why I love that when we got that title. I said, that's a perfect title because that's exactly what we do. We're on a mission to conquer and help someone to get what they need out there. There's a lot of hurt, a lot of anger. There's so much hatred in the world, which we all know that because these are the last days. And I do believe that in these last days, the Holy Spirit wants us to get out and tell the truth. You know, people have been sugarcoating things for years, and it's time. He said it's time out because the clock is 11:59. We got 1 minute. That's not long. So we need to do that, and that's what I love about these women that are connected with me, and I'm connected with them, and we come together. What could we do next? So for our next year of 2020, now just think about it, 2020. And when you ever go to a eye doctor, what do they want you to have? 2020 vision? Okay, so what came to me was the fact that 2020's coming up. We got a new vision for the women and the community in spirit and truth. We want people to be able to see right, to see the right, see what's really the truth in God's word. So as we continue that, we're going to continue whatever we need to do, whatever move we need to step up, and we'll come back. Okay.
This is the Gospel Kingdom Show Me the Way by Willie Neal, the late Willie Neal Johnson.
Show.
Okay, that's a late William Neal Johnson show me them great. This is going to be it for YouTube for all my friends and family and fans. This is Dr. Bass with the Women in the Community and Spirit. And hope we'll be back together next year. And with some new stuff and some new things are coming up for Stairway to Heaven and the Women in the Community. And hope you enjoyed the show. If you want to comment on this conversation, call us 1-877-932-9766. That's 1-877-932-9766. Enjoy the see you then. Remember.
Pretty good, huh?
Here's an idea. You've heard of the notion of pay it forward. It comes from the 2000 movie Pay It Forward. Basically, the premise is helping someone with no expectations of payback, providing assistance to someone, passing information on, simply doing a good deed for a total stranger, and instead of allowing them to pay it back, ask them to pay it forward. Doing favors for other people and asking them to do the same. The principle is the same as multi-level marketing, except that instead of soap or vitamins, it's generosity between strangers that is being passed on. Pay It Forward is mentoring. It's volunteering in your community. It's shoveling a neighbor's snow or cutting an elderly person's grass for them or taking a senior to the store. Don't wait for someone else to do something good. Do it yourself. It starts with you. Talktainment Radio strongly embraces the notion of pay it forward. In fact, we just did.
Have you been diagnosed with prostate cancer? You may be eligible to participate in a clinical research study for an investigational procedure called high-intensity focused ultrasound, or HIFU. This is a minimally invasive procedure. It is radiation-free, may destroy prostate cancer cells, and potentially has few side effects. This investigational procedure is performed at no cost to the patient. Call today at 1-866-619-6026 or visit www.theprostatecancerstudy.com. Have you been diagnosed with prostate cancer? You may be eligible to participate in a clinical research study for an investigational procedure called high-intensity focused ultrasound, or HIFU. Call today at 1-866-619-6026 or visit www.cancerstudy.com.
Have you ever wished you could spend more time with your kids, or maybe quality time with your spouse, when you can actually have an uninterrupted conversation? Do you owe your dad a little catch-up time? Well, it's time to reconnect, and no activity can bond a family together quite like boating and fishing. I mean, think of all the great experiences you had as a kid when you went boating or fishing. Well, guess what? It's still great. Boating and fishing are the perfect opportunities for your family to get away, to talk, to laugh, to create new memories. So take someone you love out on the water and see where the water takes you. If you haven't been on the water in a while and you're not sure where to start, or if you just like to have some helpful tips for your next trip, please visit TakeMeFishing.org. This has been a public service of Talktainment Radio. Radio, the way it should be heard.
Every year, June marks the beginning of two busy seasons, summer and wedding season. If you are legally changing your name, you need to apply for a replacement Social Security card reflecting your new name. This is easier to fix now when you first change your name than years from now when you retire. So go to our website at www.socialsecurity.gov/SS number or call us at 1-800-772-1213, TTY 1-800-325-0778 to find out what specific documents you need to change your name and apply for a replacement card.
This is Al Edmondson, owner of A Cut Above the Rest Barbershop. I'm calling on all barbers and beauticians. It's time for us to unite as one. We can serve our communities better together. Join the Ohio Black Barber Beauty Network. For more information, visit www.obbn.org or call 614-427-3226 to get more information. Be the change that you want to see in your community. Join our network.
Hello, this is Dr. Bates again on Stairway to Heaven. My guests are the Women in Spirit and the Community in Spirit and Truth, and we're talking about the past, future, and present. Before we go into our topic, I'd like to say that the Blind Boys of Mississippi will be here December the 15th at Bethel Baptist Church at 5 o'clock in the evening. That's on 581 Seymour. Also, I'd like to say that Stairway to Heaven, I forgot to mention, but Stairway to Heaven is brought to you by the Refuge Baptist Church and the Keys of Harmony. And as I said before, they're not here, but they're trying, getting ready for the holidays. And my shout out, my prayers go out to the manager, Deacon J.C. Woods, and he has been ill, so he's at home. But my prayers go out, our prayers go out to him, and he's part of the show. Now, any shout outs, I'd like to give some shout outs to my sister Margie and people at Summer Trace Nursing Home. Then I goes in the morning like 5 o'clock and just start something. I start playing the music and they come around and listen to it. So you know, I wish y'all there, Summer Trace, hello. And this is Lou. Wish y'all, I hope you're listening, ladies.
All right. Well, thank you, Dr. Bates, for having us here, that we're able to kind of bring forth some of the things that we're planning on doing, what we have done in the past, what we're doing in the present, and what we're getting ready to do in the future, ladies. I don't know about you, but my heart comes out to the community. It really does. Because we have to start. What's the African quote say? It takes a village to raise.
Yes.
Is that true?
Yes.
Okay, so there's a lot of things that I feel that we can do in the community. I know there's a lot of people out there doing stuff, and I'm not downing them. Do what you have to do. We're doing what God is telling us to do.
Right.
We're led by the Spirit. We're not led by our own, what we want to do, our own flesh. We're led by the Spirit. We go biblically. If there's something that's bothering someone or something people are going through, we want to go through as the Bible says. Because the Bible says that we have to do things in spirit and in truth. And if you love him, you will worship him in spirit and in truth. So that's why when we came up with that title, I thought it was such a great title to come up with that, because that's true. We have to do it in truth. People have been sugarcoating things, telling people the wrong thing. Oh, there's so much you wouldn't even believe. I've been doing a lot of listening to a lot of things on YouTube about certain things that's going on with people. Do you know that there are generational curses that people are still doing today, and they haven't been freed from them? So there's a lot. I'm not going to go into that right now, but we can bring up a lot of things. But what I wanted you guys to agree with me is that when we talk to people, we're going to give them our numbers, because you never know, people are hurting out there, and a lot of times they're too afraid to walk into the church, okay? Because they say they church people. It wasn't about church. It's about what the Holy Spirit is asking us to do and for when. What do you think about that, ladies?
One of our purpose is
yes
to bring hope to people.
Yes, yes.
One of our main purpose is to bring hope to people.
Yes.
So many people feel so hopeless, and things, the way the world is in this circle, things do look hopeless
mm-hmm.
sometimes.
Exactly.
But when you're on the page of in God's word and really understand what his word is saying, you know that there is hope for you.
Right.
So this is what Christian women in the community is trying to bring to the community, hope, so we all can start lifting up out of the pit that we're in. Yeah, we're in a situation where they're trying to take the food stamps now for people.
Oh, yeah.
And that's a sad thing somebody that's in charge, that got all the food, all the money, and all the things mm-hmm. that he wants, and he's going to take it from the people, the children, the mm-hmm. elderly people.
Mm-hmm.
So we must, in this community, band together and get things in order that can't nobody break us down like they're trying to break us down. We got hope. But we got to stand on the word hope.
Yes,
and believe it.
And believe
and be around people that do bring hope
and believe
to
it.
And
believe
get
it.
In the mix
yes.
of the people in the community that is trying to really help people.
Absolutely.
Knowing ideals. You know, everybody got an ideal. All of them aren't good
mm-hmm.
ideals.
Mm-hmm.
But there are good ideals. And people have to look and see that they don't have to act, well, they got, I got mine. You better get yours.
Mm-hmm.
That's
mm-hmm.
not the way That's- to do in the community.
Absolutely.
We're in a struggle.
Absolutely.
And we're gone back worse than our parents were. And so we got to do what we have to do in a way to keep us from falling.
Absolutely.
And I stand on that. I stand on that.
That's good. That's good.
Yeah, I also stand on that. I heard this way before it came out that they were going to try to go into the food stamp thing
yes.
in front of the people.
Mm-hmm.
And you wonder why some of the people that really need help trying to get themselves together, they're mostly hurting them.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
And it's also that the ones that's really, really in need, they're getting chewed out and spit out like trash.
Mm-hmm.
You got people out there that don't care.
Mm-hmm.
Abuses the program.
That's true.
And I remember when I was living down on 3rd Street, and I used to go to Faith Open Mission
mm-hmm.
next door to where I lived. I used to go get my lunch for me to take to work. And I remember this young man had got some food vouchers and stamps. And first thing I heard out of his mouth, I said, well, I'm going to go sell this to the dope man.
Mm-hmm.
It makes you feel bad when he's able to get out there and get him a job and
right.
do what he wanted to do.
Right,
and
right.
they don't want to do it.
Right.
But another thing, I dislike cutting off food stamps from anybody. I don't care who you are.
Yes, right.
I really
just
like that.
No.
Because when they start cutting off some of these programs, crime is going to get bigger
mm-hmm.
and bigger and worse
yes.
and worse.
Yes,
it's a show that I watch. It's called The Purge.
Mm-hmm.
And I had a teacher one time in high school who told me, say, these shows like The Purge, science fiction shows like that, he said, if you watch them, you're watching what's going to happen. With real
oh,
life.
Yeah. Oh,
take
I believe
place.
That. I believe
it's
that.
Take
oh,
place.
Yeah. Oh, everything they do is take place.
It's going to
take place.
Place.
Yes.
And that's why this is what's coming.
Yes,
this
it's coming.
It's
this
coming.
Is
coming.
Yes.
It's giving you an insight on what's going to happen.
What's coming. And all, and like sometimes, and the reason why I don't like watch, sometimes I don't like to watch the comedy shows is because that you're doing your sweet sugarcoating life.
Yes, yes.
Yeah.
You're really sugarcoating your life.
Yes.
But if you sit down and you watch, you may not like the graphics,
mm-hmm.
but if you sit down and look and think, hey, this is coming.
Yes.
This is coming.
That's
and
so true.
This is coming. And when it comes, we may not be here when it happens.
It happens, yes.
Oh,
but
it's coming.
It's coming.
It's on its way.
It's starting.
Right.
It's starting.
That's right.
And you got to, you know, like I say, now, this, I can't say what I want to call, what I want to say.
Uh-huh.
But this bloke, I'm going to put it that way, this bloke got all fire and do what he want to do, say, I'm going to do this, think he above the law, but he's not.
He's not.
Well.
And he's coming down. He's coming
what he's
down.
Supposed to do.
But that's why so many organizations need to get together, because once they start cutting,
right,
that's it. And see, so many children will be affected
yes.
by this
yes.
food stamp cut.
Yes.
Seniors, all of them will be affected. So as we, as a people, begin to at least start, you know, ministering to young people.
Right,
so listen,
right.
The importance is our community.
Yes.
And until we get that in other people, because we can't do it by ourselves.
No, we can't. We need
the
each
church,
other. We need
the church,
each other.
Everybody is falling away from a lot of things. They only think
so
about
sad.
Their little space in the world.
Yeah.
And we, as women on a mission in spirit and in truth, you know, that's why, you know, I encourage a young lady to start the organization.
Right, right.
We need to get. It's growing and it's growing. So that each part of town, hey, I know where you can get some food. I know where you can get some clothing.
Right.
Come on in. This is what
right.
we're doing.
Right.
But,
right.
you know, we have to teach the young people. We can't keep saying what they're going to do. But we got to teach the young people to, you know, like, you know, carbon copy ourselves.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So that these young people, you know, they'll keep replicating.
Right,
so
right.
that when the times do come,
yes.
we will have these young people
it's come.
Also.
Right, right.
But this is my take on it.
And you are so true about that. It is coming.
Yes,
it's coming. And so what are we going to do? What are yes. we supposed to do? And I believe that if we, like you said, stand firm mm-hmm. in what we believe in and helping and encouraging them, because they're looking for safe havens.
Absolutely.
This generation is looking. I know they
teach
like this.
Us.
When they come
yes.
into church, I've seen them. They're looking for something. And when they're not getting it, they go right back into a film the same way.
Yeah.
So when I see a young girl and I can see it in her face, I say, hey, can I grab your number? Let's talk. Call me. What do you think about that? I do that. I don't know if you guys
yes.
do that. I give my phone number.
You
know, call me. I don't care what time it is. Let's talk.
But
it makes, like you said, a hope. They need the hope to know
yes.
that it's not like that. It's
but
not like that.
One thing.
That's true. You're right.
We,
mm-hmm.
seniors, adults,
mm-hmm.
need to learn mm-hmm. how to draw them.
That's it.
If
right
you
there.
Don't know how to draw them,
you got it.
You aren't going to get them.
That you're right. You're
and it's this,
right.
they're not going to listen. Or they're not going to understand, and they don't realize how
right.
bad they're being attacked.
Right.
But we have to find an avenue.
Yes.
This
we
is
do.
Why out here in the community,
mm-hmm.
women, Christian women in the community,
mm-hmm.
this will train us too. See, we're in training.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah, we're in training to know how to grab them
yes.
in a grabbable way.
Yes.
And that they'll understand, and that they'll see. And then sometimes our stories have to be told.
That's true.
A lot of times the other don't want to tell their story. But you don't have to
that's
tell
true.
Everything.
You
but you got
everything.
To let them know that
exactly.
you weren't perfect either.
Absolutely.
Because that's the way my new group is really growing.
Oh,
we have
good.
Over 30 young ladies.
Oh, that's wonderful.
All,
God.
You know, like under, well, like they're not 40 yet.
Uh-huh.
So, you know, they really, really is doing it.
Mm-hmm.
You know what
right.
I'm saying? From the school drive, collecting clothes, food, shoes,
see,
everything
that's
for
what I'm
children.
Talking about. That's what
and,
I'm talking about.
And then we, as leaders, we have to replicate ourselves.
Exactly. And, you know, I'm glad you mentioned that, because what I would like to do, we can add that to our program for the future, is to bring them young
mm-hmm.
girls to come and talk
mm-hmm.
on the radio show. Let them know.
Yes.
Let the other people, let people their age know.
Mm-hmm.
Because a lot of times I find out with the generation, oh, that's them old women again. You know,
mm-hmm.
but if they hear it straight from their own generation,
mm-hmm. yeah.
guess what we're doing? Blah, 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 blah. They was like, what? They look at it differently.
Yes.
And I think we could encourage that.
Yes.
So we're going to add that to our program,
yes,
bringing the women on the young girls on the program and talk about
but
it.
But we also got to realize these are broken people.
That's true, too. That's
these
true.
Are broken people.
That's true.
And it's not an easy job working with broken people.
It's not.
But we can
we
do
all
it.
Started. We
yeah,
all
we
started
oh, yeah.
as
yeah.
broken
yes.
women. I know I do.
No,
you
I know.
I don't have that problem.
Yes.
And so, yes, a lot of the women, but most of the women, they have jobs. They're trying.
Yes, they're trying
and all
so
of that.
Hard. I look at
them
and they
trying
so hard.
Once I introduced all
mm-hmm.
the things that we're going to be doing,
mm-hmm.
they got excited. Oh,
yes.
Oh, Ms. Doris, how can I help?
That's what I'm
what
saying.
What do you want to do?
There are
all of that.
But I
like
understand that. But every broken people, we can't do the same way the other people. When we're working with broken people, we have to really spend time with
oh,
them.
Oh, I agree with that.
And to
I agree.
See where we can touch them.
Right,
see,
I agree.
We
okay.
may stand up front of them and say this and say that. That doesn't mean you broke that broken part of them.
Oh, no,
yes.
that take years, that
yes.
take years
oh,
of
yeah.
counseling
well,
anyway.
Uh-huh.
I mean, you know, because I know you work with women coming out
mm-hmm.
of prison.
Mm-hmm.
I work with
mm-hmm.
broken and misused children and drug addict mothers.
Yes. Yes.
Okay, I understand that. But it's the God inside of me.
Understand that.
That sent out the love. I have now 30-some women.
That's awesome.
Yes, we all got our broken places. Oh, we all didn't do things that we're not proud of.
Oh, yeah.
But yes, I'm going to be working with them. I'm going to be doing business showers. I'm going to have cooking classes for next year to build them up.
That's what I'm talking about. When I was in Philadelphia.
We got to do the work, too.
When I was in Philadelphia.
I was just saying, when you're working with broken, each one, we got to teach, to help them
where
they're at.
When I was in Philadelphia, I had a women's ministry in Philadelphia, a couple of women's ministries in Philadelphia, and these young prostitutes on the street, we would go down on the corner, take them flowers, take them a little bag with soap and all this stuff in there, and whatever we gave to them. They, like you said, they were broken people. They were hurt. They couldn't believe that we did that. But when they came, they came, they changed their lives. They didn't want to do this no more. Somebody showed them there's another way.
Yes.
You don't have to live like this.
Yes.
You're too beautiful. God, you're too precious in God's sight to live like this. He didn't put you on this earth to live like that. So you're absolutely right. I think it's great.
Yes.
And that's what we're here for our time that we're here.
Yes.
You got to make an impression.
Yeah.
Right. Do what we got to do. Leave a legacy.
Yes.
Okay? If we're not here, somebody's going
to
carry
got
on
to pick
the women
on
the mission
in
the community in spirit and truth.
That's our legacy.
That's our legacy.
Absolutely. Yes.
Okay?
Absolutely.
So that's a good thing.
Yes.
That's a good thing.
It is.
A good thing.
Okay. Okay, that sounds real good, and that's a lot of people out there needs help and everything.
Yes.
They need a whole lot of help. Let me run this announcement again. It, like I said before, December 15th, Flying Boys of Mississippi will be here at Bethel Baptist Missionary Baptist Church, along with the Lyrics of Preach and the Keys of Harmony, and some more groups will be there at that program. That program starts at 5 o'clock. It's a free will offering. Free will offering, and you never, anytime you bring a group like that to the city, it's always been a ticket program. But this ticket program is a free will offering. Also, I'd like to say that, open mic is tomorrow night at 5 o'clock at Jordan Baptist Church. If you got talent, you can rap, sing, whatever you can do, go there on Jordan Bible Church over off of Woodward. Express your talent.
Mm-hmm.
Express
poetry,
whatever.
You
want to, whatever talent you got, you can go there and express your talent. Because if there's a lot of talent here in Columbus.
Yes, it is. Yes.
And you don't need to go out there and look for it. Bring it in. Now, here we come with the Jackson Southerners. Lead me.
Yes, I have. I've had and down. But listen, I know if I keep on, oh, working for Jesus.
Okay, Devin Jackson's in the nurse and lead me. And I'm going to let the lady sign off and come with your announcement.
Okay, all right. I only have one announcement that if anyone needs to contact me, you can contact me with my phone number at 614-705-3048, Evangelist Patricia Smith, and I'll be glad to talk with you, pray with you, give you some hope. Amen, Evangelist?
Yes, that's going to be a Women on a Mission with Purpose and Vision conference. It's going to be December the 13th through the 15th. I will be bringing forth the word.
Amen.
On the 13th at 7:30 p.m. at the Evangelistic Gospel Tabernacle Church at 1107 East Mound Street. And that will be at a 7 o'clock p.m. And then that Saturday, we're having a luncheon. A luncheon starts at 10:30 at the Days Inn Airport Hotel, 750 Stelzer Road. And there's going to be a free lunch for the community, for women to come out. But you can give a free will offering. And we're going to have some ladies there, Ask the Doctor session. And that's going to be that Saturday on the 14th. So come out, enjoy. You have no price. We want to minister to you, to help you through your purpose and your destiny and why God put you here. I know everybody wondered, why did God put me here? And I also want to be able to help anyone if you need any information about anything. My number is 614-702-4476. I am Minister Doris Thomas, and you can call me. And if you need anything, I can direct you to some help.
Amen. Amen.
Okay, I'm Evangelist Terry Ellison. I'm on call 24 hours a day. So you can call me at 614-424-0871. What I can do, help you to find hope.
Okay, Sister Evangelist, what about your Roberts Go Home? Do you need help with that? People know more about that. They want more information about that.
Yes, I do have an organization called Ladies Go Home. I need help with that. But there's help for you. I also have a legacy of my son that I'm doing. It's called Robert's Helpers. And he asked 2 weeks before he passed, would I help ex-felons or people down on their luck with employment? I do have a lawn care service, snow plowing. And I have clean-outs. So if someone's looking for help, you can call me at 614-424-0871. I need help, too.
And I just want to close out with one thing with the women from the community on a mission in spirit and truth. Remember Habakkuk 2:2 says, without a vision, the people will perish. And we have a vision for 2020.
Yeah. Okay, I appreciate the ladies and women of commission being here on the show. And I really enjoy myself. But remember this here. Let the Lord lead you in the way that he wants you to. Because as my new saying will be, and with the old, I need you, you need me, and we all need each other. And remember this, the brain is nothing but a garden. What you put in it grows. This is Dr. Grayson, the women in the community said, so long, see you next year.
I'll say it again. I've had my share of trials and tribulations. Ooh, Lord, I've had.